You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunities.
The next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
The Mackinac Policy Conference brings hundreds of leaders together exploring solutions to Michigan's problems, and that most certainly includes business leaders like the president and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Doug Rothwell, thank you so much for being with us now on The Next Idea.
You bet, Cindy.
Your guest column last December in Bridge Magazine, Doug, made quite an interesting and direct point, and I'm going to read what you said. When it comes to building a brighter future in Michigan, no factor is more important than providing our state's residents the education and training they need to be successful. Why did you write those words?
Well, because in the world that we live in today, Cindy, more education and training is going to be needed to have great careers and the kind of incomes that will allow people to lead a great quality of life. And so it's really important for people to understand the need to continue their education. First of all, get a high school degree, but continue their education beyond high school wherever possible, and realize that even once they're out in the workforce that they're going to need to get additional training probably many times in their careers in order to, again, keep and have good jobs for the rest of their lives.
And from where you sit, Doug, what's keeping people from doing that, do you think?
Well, I think part of it's history, and that, you know, in many ways, Michigan was a place that you didn't necessarily have to have an advanced education in order to have a great job. We, in many ways, built the middle class, but we did it with, you know, kind of our physical strength, not necessarily always, you know, our mental attributes to be able to, you know, do well. And that's something that I think is hard for people to realize today, that change has happened awfully quickly, that now we all really have to be in this knowledge economy, even when you're in the manufacturing sector. These kind of the jobs today require that type of background. And the other is that I think that it's also something where people today, you know, don't realize how often they're having to get retrained and reskilled to go into new jobs. We used to go into a job and stay in it for the rest of our lives. Today, we go into many jobs in many types of careers for the rest of our lives, and that all requires new training and education.
Doug, I want to talk a little about this week's policy conference at where you are at Mackinac. What ideas are you hearing at Mackinac that are pertinent to this central question of how do we retain talent in Michigan?
Well, I mean, the biggest issue being talked about up here is the Detroit Public School reform package. And of course, you know, probably no district in the state has, you know, more significant issues they're facing than Detroit. And I think that there's a lot of talk about how to deal with the financing side of the debt that they've incurred. But what people, I think, maybe aren't focusing on as much is the importance of this for giving kids a better education, a better hope for a better education. And that's something that I think, you know, is something that is so important, because if we could fix it in Detroit, we certainly can fix it in a lot of other places that are having similar problems around Michigan as well.
Well, in fact, to that point, what are your thoughts on how we get all of Michigan behind the push to save Detroit public schools, knowing that, you know, throw a dart at the state of Michigan and you're probably going to hit a district that's really wrestling with its own huge problems?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think it's important to realize that, you know, what's going on in Detroit is not an isolated situation. There are other districts in the state that have similar problems. And frankly, all of our school system faces a problem in the sense that our performance in Michigan, our K-12 performance, is not at the level that it really needs to be. But having said that, I think in Detroit, you know, the reason why our organization supported a proposal that came out of a coalition of business, government, and civic leaders that worked on this for some time in Detroit is because it represented not just a compromise, but a solution that would be embraced by the local community. It wasn't just about paying off the debt, but it was also getting a more rational system of schools in the city and also closing those that aren't working and opening up more that do. Having said that, it's controversial because it does involve changes in the way that charter schools operate that would be new in Michigan, and so that's a big change for some folks to deal with. We'll see how it turns out as it works its way through the legislature.
That's a big ditch to jump over to try to bridge that gap between what so many in the charter community feel and some of the reform plans being pushed about.
It is. And I think that, again, what we're trying to do here is to, you know, fix a lot of problems that incurred for, you know, many, many years all at once. And it's hard to do that. But I do think that at the end of the day, it's important that we remember that the only way that reform is going to work is if the local community embraces it. And that is why we supported the work that the coalition did in Detroit. I do believe that a solution is going to be found in the legislature, because it really has to be. We don't want to see DPS go into bankruptcy because of the impact that that would have on the state's finances. But the reality is that what may come out is not quite exactly as what the coalition had hoped for.
I'm just interested, for people listening to our conversation, Doug, who have no idea what goes on at Mackinac. They hear us talk about Mackinac. There are meetings. There are, people speaking. But what kind of work can be done, maybe over a drink, out on the porch at the hotel, to maybe, bring some disparate factions together? Do you really see that happening?
We do, and I think it's the reason why this conference has gone on. I think this is now the 36th year, because it's really the only time that virtually every major civic government business leader in the state gets all together, and you're on an island, and you're in one hotel for the most part, and you can't really leave. And so it really forces you for a couple of days to work with people that you may not see, day in and day out, and work on issues that are common themes up here that everyone's talking about. I think it's very positive. It's very constructive. And, I think people oftentimes set this conference up for failure to say, well, exactly what did you do up there? Well, what we did up here is we develop relationships and have conversations that we can't have on a day-to-day basis when we're in our day jobs down in the rest of the state. So I think it's a very positive conference to have.
We've heard, Doug, that Detroit Regional Chairman Mark Davidoff is going to announce the Flint Day Initiative today on Mackinac at the conference, about bringing business leaders from all over Michigan to Flint later this month, sit down and try to figure out ways to step up the pace of helping Flint recover from the water disaster. How do you think the business community of Michigan can help where perhaps government has not?
Well, I think, first of all, business has already been helping, not only through water donations, but the offer of staff and assistance and expertise, which oftentimes doesn't get a lot of publicity because business isn't looking for the publicity. They just want to help solve the problem. But at the end of the day, it's really hard for business to come in and, fix infrastructure and pipes and things like that that are really kind of the root cause of the problem right now in Flint. And until those issues are fixed, I think it's going to be hard for, anybody to kind of move on with this issue. There's a lot being done right now in Flint to not only fix that problem, but also a lot of the ancillary issues that the city has been dealing with for many decades. But at the end of the day, it really is going to have to require both local and state leadership in the government level to continue working together towards seeing this to an end.
What do you think business can do?
Well, I think I think the best thing we can do is offer our assistance to the government leaders that are trying to fix the problem. And I think that, as you mentioned, Mark Davidoff, who is leading this effort on behalf of the business community, is doing that, just that. His idea is to go up there and really do an assessment of what those government leaders need that maybe aren't getting addressed, where business might be able to help.
Doug Rothwell is the president and the CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. He joined us from the Mackinac Policy Conference. Thanks for taking time, Doug, to be with us on The Next Idea.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.